Well, we're going to talk, I guess, springtime stuff this morning. Laura Canning joins us this morning as we visit a little bit with the Cass County Naturalist about some of the things going on in the outdoors. It's kind of nice to be talking about outdoors.
Yes, yes. It's warming up out there.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Does this time of the year start to get busy for you then, too?
Yes, it's starting to get busy for us, and we've got lots of programs on deck for the next couple months, so...
How much time do you spend preparing for a lot of these things and scheduling these things, or is it kind of the same? The stuff you did last year that was successful, you put it on the schedule again.
Yeah, it depends on the program. Yeah, some of these we do every year, and so it depends. Our wildflower walk that's coming up, it depends on what's out there blooming, you know. The last April, everything was behind, and so you kind of have to still go with the flow on that, so yeah, but... It just depends on the program.
Well, so many people keep talking about as they look at their yards and say, we had such an awful winter because that, you know, we didn't have a lot of snow cover,
right.
But yet we had bitterly cold temperatures, and it caused some issues with deep frost and what have you. But you know, I hate to bring this up now, but remember, we had snow on May 1st last
year.
Yes.
Ugh. I don't want that again.
I don't think too many of us do.
So, yeah, but we are getting ready for our wildflower walk, and that does depend on weather a little bit, and it seems to be pretty much so far kind of an average year out there. We do keep track of that. And so the wildflowers that are blooming out there are pretty much right on track and going to be ready for us on Saturday. So,
and you've got a couple of different opportunities on Saturday, the wildflower
yes.
walk, and then you got, for folks who are a little technologically advanced and want to get outside and enjoy the nice weather, they can do that too.
Yeah. Our wildflower geocache walk will be right after our regular wildflower walk. So first, a little bit about our wildflower walk. This is happening April 26th, and so this Saturday, and then... That one will start at 9 a.m., and that's out at Pellet Memorial Woods. If you've never been out there, it's kind of a hidden gem is what I like to call it, and it's just north of town here. And it's a nature preserve. And so we manage that natural preserve for the Iowa DNR. And it's our only one in the county, and then there's actually 95 of them total statewide, and there's five different categories you could be if you're a nature preserve. And the category that ours is in, it's because it's almost like a rare ecosystem. It's got that woodland wildflowers that have been taken care of, let's say, and they want to preserve it, of course. And so there's some different rules with that that park. And one of those rules is that we can't have a traditional geocache out in that part, or in that section, in the section of the park that is a nature preserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we can do is go out there and do what we're going to do on our geocache walk. So I'll give you coordinates for your GPS. You plug them in and you go to where that GPS leads you, and hopefully you're going to find a flower and identify a flower. And then you'd be able to... I'm probably going to give everyone kind of three geo, or what I call the locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd come back with three different flowers that you found, things like that. So we're not placing, there's nothing physical you're going to find besides the flower
right.
that's right there.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that is allowed out there. People ask me about geocaches out in the parks, and we do have some out in our other parks that where it's allowed. So.
Are you getting more inquiries from people about things like geocaching?
Mm-hmm.
Is that catching on?
Oh, yes. Yes. We have actually in Atlantic proper over 25 geocaches. In our parks alone, we have 15 parks, and I believe over 5 of them have geocaches. So, yeah, it's getting popular. And if, of course, you want to place a geocache in one of our parks, you do have to let us know. You do have to call us up and go through your proper channels to be allowed to put one there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not allowed to put one there, we would tell you.
If someone doesn't know much about geocaching
mm-hmm.
but heard about it and wants to learn more,
yeah.
do you guys instruct people
how to do that? We usually do some geocaching programs. We did one back in October down in Messina. So it was our last geocache class. So it's one of those things we do throw in there every now and then in our year of programs. So.
Sure, Sure. Well, if that's what people want, that's kind of the job, is to keep your ears open, listen to what folks are asking for, and then try to find a way to accommodate those needs.
Yep, and so that geocaching walk will start at 10 a.m.
Okay.
You can come at any time between 10 and noon, and you'll get your locations, and you can go find it and come back. And so it's kind of a come-and-go event.
They have to bring their own GPS?
They if you have one, go ahead. If you do not, just call my office down at the office, and we will put you on the list, and we'll provide you with one for the event as well. So that phone number is 769-2372. So if you need a GPS, that's fine. Just give us a call and give us a little heads up.
Well, it's kind of an easy, I guess, way for folks who maybe thought about doing something like that, heard about it, to try it out once, see if it's something that you kind of like.
Yep. And some phones can do it too.
Oh,
so
That's true. We've got more technology in our pockets than we realize.
Than you know about,
I want to talk a little bit about the Pellet Memorial Woods too, because not a lot of, I mean, a lot of folks are familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks visit quite frequently.
Right.
Others maybe lived here all their lives, have never been there. What will they find when they go there?
Well, right now, about a week ago, snow trillium was blooming. Not so sure that they'll be still blooming on Saturday. The prairie trilliums will start to come out, which are a different color. And also we have Dutchman's breeches blooming right now. So those are a couple things that we're going to be able to see. The key thing with the woodland wildflowers is that we manage it for the light that comes in and down onto the flowers, and that the richness of the soil, provides enough for the flowers. And so, not every forest is going to have all these flowers at all. You go into Cold Springs, you can find Dutchman's breeches at Cold Springs, but there's a lot of them you can't find anywhere else but Pellet Memorial Woods.
Well, and I know some folks will refer to things as pellet gardens and stuff, and they expect to walk in and see just like a row of planted flowers.
Yeah, manicured
garden.
That's
not the way it works.
Yep. And so that we kind of, and I think, so our park officially is named Pellet Memorial Woods, so.
Yeah. So you get a good look and an opportunity to kind of just experience some of the things that are around here. Things you might not see in other places,
too. Yeah, and every year is different. Last year, I had to relearn myself. We were so far behind. I was showing people ones that are very early.
Sure.
Right now, we're right around in the middle of
the
season.
Very good.
And things are they're blooming out there. Even 4th of July is about the last. There's two or three flowers that are out there that will flower up to 4th of July.
Oh,
so
good.
You can go back out there and see something different every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it changes throughout the season. For those folks who get the little green flyer, the Conservation Quarterly, you know, they're able to keep up on some of the events and things that are coming up over the next quarter here, the early part of this summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the other things coming up not too far down the road would be getting back to the basics again at the Hitchcock House, the Pioneer Skills Festival.
Yes, our Pioneer Skills Festival is coming up. And so we do a public festival on that first weekend in May. So this year it's going to be May 3rd in the afternoon. You can come out, and what's in the barn is free for anyone to come out and do, which are the actual pioneer skills, rope making, candle making, things like that. And then also the house is open for tours in the afternoon. So if you're older than high school aged, you are it's $5 to tour a person. Otherwise, it's free to just come out and join in the fun out in the barn. And that'll be in the afternoon from 1 to 4 on Saturday, May 3rd.
It's a fun festival to sit down. I've been there a few times for it. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
It's very laid back. It's low stress.
You get to snack on some things, and we make butter and
there might
apple
be
cider.
Some cider. I've been there times where they've had some fresh squeezed lemonade, some homemade ice creams and things. Maybe not all those things at once this time, but it's just one of those kinds of days where if you're just looking to bring a lawn chair along and just kind of relax for a little bit, you can kind of see some different types of things and have some fun. It's a little bit of an educational experience for the kids.
Yes. The day before, we do it for all of our Cass County fourth graders. So if you have a fourth grader coming up, you're going to probably hear about this and your kids are probably going to beg you to go back on Saturday. We get a lot of repeats on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, and when I say kids, I mean anyone who's still breathing, because we all learn a little something, because not a lot of us have done some of these things that they're showing us how to do out there. So a lot of good stuff, an opportunity for you to get out and have a good time, hopefully in some nice weather here in the coming weeks.
Yes, hoping for nice weather.
And I know we're going to talk more about this when we get a little bit closer too, but you guys are partnering up with the Extension here here in Cass County this year to offer some of the summer camping opportunities, and
yeah.
they can actually start registering already.
Yes, summer camps are going out. Our flyers are going out to the schools here next week, and it was in our newsletter as well, our Atlantic School District, and kind of do it by school district as well, and then we do everything from kindergarten all the way up to eighth grade. We do a sixth through eighth grade camp, which was new last year. And this year, they're going to be learning about forestry this year in that sixth to eighth grade class. That one is kind of tailored for, it kind of follows it's almost like a career job shadowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year it's forestry. Last year it was fisheries, or fishery biologists helped us out with that. So, yeah. We're looking forward to summer camps already.
You bet. A lot of variety there. We hope folks take a chance to kind of look some of that stuff over. The kids might really enjoy it.
And if you don't get our newsletter, certainly call down to the office and we can get you all signed up for our newsletter as well.
You bet. Well, you have several weeks to get in on the registration yet, too. And
yes.
As I say, we're going to talk about that more down the road here when we get a little bit closer toward the deadlines and things. But hopefully folks will take the opportunity to contact your office or the extension office here
yep.
in Cass County as well. They can find out more details about those events. You don't want to miss out.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, things are springing back to life again.
Yay.
Isn't this a great time of the year?
Yes, we're excited, and we're getting already down at the campgrounds, too. So
great. Yeah, that's the other part, too. The campgrounds are all coming back alive again, too. Fun time of the year. Well, I know it's a busy time for you, too, but you seem to enjoy it.
Yes, I'm all right with it.
Great. Laura, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.